Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my show. You're listening to that show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, by the way. I've got some things I want to say. Every week I take a segment or two and just go one-on-one, just you and me, talking about some things that are on my mind. And I was thinking about a song recently, Still Crazy After All These Years. That's the title of a contemplative 1975 song by who? You know who, right? That's right, legendary singer-songwriter and multiple Hall of Fame winner, Paul Simon, formerly of Simon and Garfunkel and et cetera, et cetera. You know, Kodachrome and I'm an Island and Scarborough Fair, all those songs, right? He was a great, great artist. Well, his song, Still Crazy After All These Years, listening to it on the radio the other day for probably the zillionth time, the song title and the refrain of that song made me think about what makes small business owners different. They're different in the way that they look at the world, how they think about challenges, how they imagine outcomes, appraise risk, project potential, and measure all of that against their resources and themselves. All of that is different from everyone else. And when they decide to go, like the poker player pushing all of his chips to the middle of the table, small business owners are all in against all odds. No one else in the marketplace is like that. Still crazy after all these years. Mountains of evidence should dissuade them from starting a business. Indeed, the SBA reports over half of all small businesses fail in the first 4 years. And that's a 20% increase in mortality just over the last 20 years. And every new technology that lowers the barrier to entry for a small business simultaneously disrupts a traditional business model while producing 100 new competitors. Maybe 1,000. And yet, thousands of new ventures are created every year. Still crazy after all these years. Many voices ask good questions. No one's ever done that before. What makes you think you can? Or how are you going to create something from nothing? And also, how can you think you can compete with the big boxes? And finally, how did you talk the bank into getting a loan? To which small business owners have one simple but classic response. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. Still crazy after all these years. Small business owners are constantly compared to other more popular trodden professional paths they could have taken. Why don't you get a real job, someone says. Or, your brother's got a job that has retirement and health care. Or, if you work for a corporation, you'd get bonuses and overtime. And finally, if you work for the government, you get paid leave, sick days, and job security. But you know what, folks? To someone who took the entrepreneurial path less traveled, those others sound like receiving a sentence. Still crazy after all these years. In the face of all this, my friends, with no fanfare and little recognition, small business owners create over half of America's $18 trillion economy. 55% of innovations, They're 93% of exporters, and they signed the front of paychecks for over 70 million Americans, while simultaneously anchoring every Main Street in America. You know what, folks? Think about that. Think about when I think about what you do, when I think about the importance of you, of what you do, when I think about the contribution that you make, it's awesome to me. Because I know you. I know what you do. When I think about the fact that you've created something from nothing, I know about the long nights. I know about being awake at 3 o'clock. And I know about the days when you wake up and you don't know if you're going to be in business at the end of the day. I know about that. I know about waking up on Friday morning like you do oftentimes and wonder how you're going to make payroll. I know about getting the phone call, hearing the phone ring about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's the bank saying you don't have enough money to cover the checks that are in. I know about that. I know about when the shift starts and all the people didn't show up. Somebody didn't show up for their shift. That means it's your shift. I know about that. I know about the customers who ask for too much and are not grateful enough for you being available. I don't even want to imagine, small business owners, what the world would look like without you. I don't want to imagine how Main Street America, the bedrock of America, what the East Coast and the West Coast folks call flyover America, heartland America. But you know what? Not just America. I don't want to know what the world looks like in places all around the world without the anchors of society in those countries. Not just America, those merchants a group of folks that have been around for more than 1,000 years. These merchants have been anchoring Main Street all these years, all these centuries, an entire millennia. I don't know what the world would look like. I don't want to see what the world would look like without you. And it's the reason why I'm so proud of you. And I know that what sounds crazy to other people sounds just about right to you, doesn't it, small business owner? And I'm thanking God for that. Still crazy after all these years. You're welcome. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And I wonder, still I
wonder, who's down there? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.